The Ulster Unionist Party, is it facing yet more high-profile departures? Two of the party's politicians, Basil McRae and John McAllister, are being openly critical of the leadership. They're not happy with the Unionist Forum, the body set up by Mike Nesbitt and the First Minister, Peter Robinson, in response to the Loyalist flag protests. Behind all this is the bigger controversy over Unionist unity and just how closely the UUP should work with the DUP. Basil McRae is with me now. Morning to you, Basil.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what are you saying here? What's your criticism of your own party now? What are they getting wrong?
Well, we've a vote today on a motion about responding to the flags issue. That was the debate that took place last week. And one of the things that was very strange about it is there's a UUP motion put forward by Mike Nesbitt calling for, amongst other things, for all political parties to support the spirit of the Belfast Agreement. I agree with that, and I'll be supporting that. What is surprising for me is that there's a DUP amendment in there which is going to take that bit out, and the UUP apparently are happy with that amendment.
Take what bit out?
That I'm not.
Take what bit out?
The bit that says calls on all political parties to support the spirit of the Belfast Agreement. And basically, all other parties other than the DUP would have supported that line, from what I could work out from the debate. And what you're actually getting is that the DUP appear to be trying to write both the Belfast Agreement, the Good Friday Agreement, and the UUP out of the history books. And I don't think that's good for Northern Ireland. I don't think that's good for the party.
Here's the real issue. You think your party's getting too close to the DUP, right?
Yes, I do. I think that we need to be an independent, reasonable, moderate, inclusive, tolerant, pluralist party.
You don't think your party's a tolerant party?
Well, I think that we have particular values and visions that we need to get out. I do think that's what the party's founded upon. I certainly think that's the basis that Carson and Craig would have gone forward on. And the problem that I'm concerned about at the moment is that we're getting too close on too many issues, and so it will be difficult for the ordinary person in the street to work out, well, what is the difference between the two parties? And I think it's important that they do see that there is a difference.
What do you make of the leadership that your party leader has shown over the flags issue?
Well, I'm quite keen, Stephen, not to personalise this. It's not about individuals. This is a particular issue for me.
It's a pretty straightforward question and a valid question. What you think of your party leader during this very important issue in Northern Ireland? Has he got it right? Is he showing good leadership?
Well, it's self-evident that I have said that I'm not sure that the forum that people have talked about is going to produce any results. And we also don't have a situation where we've got people off the streets in Northern Ireland back to work. So if you look at have we as a political set of people or institution, have we got the situation sorted? No, we haven't. And I do think that we need to look again about how we do it. And
what more do you want your party to do, though? What do you want unionists to do in terms of these flag protests? It's an extremely complicated situation. What do you want them to do? They're on the ground, they're talking to people, they're appealing for people not to protest to the extent that it disrupts business. What more do you want them to do?
Well, I can tell you there's two things. The first is, if you'll let me do it in two parts. The first is, it is a shame that we've got into this place that we are here now. We should have been having the dialogue much, much earlier on. These issues, as you've rightly pointed out, are very complex. They didn't happen overnight, and you have a really serious problem that if you keep telling people that they've been sold down the river or that things aren't working out well for them, then obviously at some stage there's going to be a negative reaction. And we should have been having, all of us should have been having that dialogue earlier, explaining to people that compromise and political dialogue is the very stuff of democracy.
What's your party's position? Are they on the side of the protesters or not?
Well, as you know, Stephen, I don't have the party whip at the moment, so I can't actually speak on behalf of the party. You asked me...
You can give me your analysis of the party's situation, the party's position. Is the Ulster Unionist Party on the side of the protesters or not? What's your take on it?
The Ulster Unionist Party... I have to say to you, that's a question you'll actually have to put to Mike Nesbitt.
Well, what do you think?
I can give you my position on it, which is that I am absolutely adamant that the protests that are going on are doing no good for anybody. They're certainly not advancing any argument that the protesters should have. They're certainly not engendering any form of support. They've been hugely damaging to Northern Ireland, to Belfast, to the wider shared future that we're looking at. And everybody should get off the street and just go, just leave it alone. Now, if you want to have some debate,
but you surely must know what your party leader's position is on the protesters. Is he on the side of the protesters or not, in your view?
Well, what I'm pointing out to you is it is important that I do not put words in the mouth of anybody else.
In your view, this is a man leading your party.
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
Your view, is Mike Nesbitt on the side of the protesters or not?
All I can say to you is I am not 100% sure about what Mike's position will be, because as you will know, once you lose the whip, you're not party to the discussions that go on, and I can only direct you to him. What I can tell you is where I have certain issues about the way things are going forward. In particular, we cannot avoid the reference to the Belfast Agreement, the Good Friday Agreement. I was particularly annoyed and last week when we were having in the debate that nobody stood up to defend it. It was the UUP's jewel in the crown. We did negotiate that agreement. It was based on a shared future. We dealt with all sorts of issues like flags and how you would deal with in those days. And we are making a mistake if we're now going to reopen those discussions. And if you want to see where I have a criticism, that's where it would be.
What are you doing still in the party?
I joined the Ulster Unionist Party because I made this quite clear, because I believed in the Belfast Agreement. I joined it at the time whenever we were under huge pressure as a party, because people have to come forward and support a shared future. And I stuck with it through thick and thin, because it did the right thing, albeit with a lot of trouble and a lot of aggravation.
You've fallen out,
externally.
You've fallen out with the leader. You're making public statements criticising your own party. Is it not time to get out?
I would say, you said to me, you attempt to put words in my mouth there by saying that I fall out with the leader. That's not the case. I will not personalise this issue. I have never done so.
Well, then you've got to answer. Hold on a second. You've got to answer the key question then.
No, you have to let me finish. Whenever you ask me the question, you have to give me a chance to say the point of, that I want to get across. My problem is that last week we did not defend the Belfast Good Friday Agreement, which we should have done. We appeared to accept a DUP amendment, and you then had the DUP absolutely lash into us. Visceral attacks on the party and the people that stood by the Good Friday Agreement, and I think we should be defending ourselves, because that is the basis of peace and stability that Northern Ireland has had. That's what I'm defending. It's about values, it's about principles, it's about vision, and that's what we need to get across to the electorate.
Well, you say that you haven't fallen out with your leader, Basil, so there's a simple question and it requires a yes-no answer. Does Mike Nesbitt have your confidence as leader of the Ulster Unionist Party?
I say this in the way that I always respond to these type of questions, that when you have a leader of a party, that is the decision of the membership as a whole. For my part, it is absolutely obvious that there has been a difference of opinion, because he has removed the whip from me.
No, I'm not asking.
I'm not asking you about
a difference of opinion.
I did nothing but stand on party.
Sure, but
policy.
I'm not asking you of a difference of opinion in terms of any particular policy. It's a valid question. You're a senior member of the Ulster Unionist Party. Does the leader have your confidence?
Sorry, I just missed that, Stephen.
Does the leader have your confidence?
The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party has the support of all members of the party. For my part, because I'm in a rather strange position of not having the whip, but having that whip removed for reasons that I think I can explain, I have a difficulty with the current direction of the party. And that is not the end of the world. That is merely saying that there are some things that I feel very strongly about, and that I will defend and that I want to defend.
Here's William in Belfast, wants to speak to you. Morning, William.
Good morning, everyone. Basil, you lost the leadership. And now you've got the needle in for Mike Nesbitt. This is the most articulate leader that UUP's had. I used to vote Alliance. I think you should join Alliance because I won't vote Alliance again. The Alliance has hurt us. Actually, the DUP won't, Leader Robertson won't be voted in again because I'm not allowed to talk about the irregularities. But you know, the Alliance get in on a protest vote. Now, UUP is well getting down and supporting the UUP, a moderate, clear, coherent leader who supports the peace process but also knows that the peace process is a one-way track. And you're talking as if you're talking for middle-class people. I live in a middle-class area. The middle-class British people is deeply hurt. All these inquiries about Finucane, none for George Gibson. All these inquiries about Bloody Sunday, none for Bloody Friday. All this HET inquiries, but very little for British people. Basil, wise up or go to the lands, and the lands will be wiped out by middle-class votes.
Well, I'm not quite sure what a position you want to adopt there, that you were Alliance, you're now not Alliance, you want me to go to it, but you think it's going to be wiped out. It does seem to me a rather confused position.
Well, I've clarified.
I will tell you this, that the Good Friday, the Belfast Agreement, was brought to the people of Northern Ireland by the Ulster Unionist Party and others. It was voted upon by the people of Northern Ireland and other parts of the island. It is the definitive international standard. It's based on the premise of a shared future. A shared future is a good future for all of us. In fact, without a shared future, we are going nowhere.
Well,
if you think that going back to all of the old arguments for the last 400 years is going to bring us jobs, bring us prosperity, bring us a future for our people, then you are wrong. And elected representative,
Basil,
stand up and say, I'm sorry, with respect, I do not think that you're going down the right route.
Very quickly, will you?
Basil, I want simply back in again. I voted for the Belfast Agreement. I agree with the Belfast Agreement. But you're going to have to stand up to the aggressiveness of one-way Sinn Féin, and you're not the man for it. You are disloyal to your leader when he needed you, just when the DUP's on the ropes. You're raging because you lost the leadership, and you're more concerned about yourself than Northern Ireland.
Well, I'm not sure how you draw those conclusions. If it's very easy, you'll let me respond then. I tell you this quite clearly, that whenever you stand up alone, it is not for any personal advantage. There are many people that should stand up and that choose not to do so. But the whole thing about democracy is that we're all entitled to our voice. And I can say to you again, and I can say to everybody that's listening to this programme, there is no future for Northern Ireland that does not have a shared future. The Belfast Agreement, with its imperfections, was the best that could have been done at the time. It was a brave and difficult negotiation.
Okay.
It is the foundation for the future, and it is what differentiates the UUP from the DUP. The DUP did not support the Belfast Agreement, and they will not bring us through a shared future that is essential.
On that basis,
I will stand by the UUP policy.
Can I ask you this, Basil? Will you stay in the Ulster Unionist Party if there are electoral pacts with the DUP?
No.
So you will leave?
Let me make it quite clear that I've said this in public, I've said it in private. I said, I believe that we need an independent party that is able to articulate the views of moderate, pluralist Ulster unionism. And anything that leads us into having party unity in terms of the DUP and the UUP together is not a good thing for the people of Northern Ireland. It's not a good thing for unionism, and it's certainly not a good thing for the Ulster Unionist
Party.
If there's any suggestion, I've made it absolutely quite clear that if there's any suggestion of unionist unity or enhanced unionist cooperation that looks to all of the world like it's unionist unity, then I will not be in it. Is that clear enough?
Well, the Mid-Ulster by-election that's coming up to replace Martin McGuinness, you could have a situation where there's an electoral pact there. So you'll leave the party if there is one? In that situation?
The Ulster Unionist Party should, in my opinion, fight every election on its merits, on its own. It should take its message to the electorate and say, this is what we stand for. And I'm quite sure that it will do that. In the eventuality that something else comes up, well, I'll cross that particular bridge when I come to it. But I'm sending out a very clear message, and I think you'll agree on that, to the people that are listening to this programme. that we really need to have at least two parties that represent the unionist tradition, because that's the way that you get the maximum engagement with democracy, the maximum number of votes, and the real true voice of Northern
Here's
Ireland.
Here's James in Antrim.
And I stand really strong on that point.